Hey, what's up, everybody? This is Russell Brunson. Welcome to the Marketing Seekers Podcast. It's a Saturday. I just got done working out. And while I was working out, I was thinking about something that's kind of crazy. I have two friends that have a very similar product. One of them is very proud because they, I think they made $2 million for this product, which is amazing. Like, two Comic Club winner? Yes, let's do it. The other friend did $40 million this year. And right now we are trying to acquire his company. And what is the difference? That's what I want to talk about here on today's episode.
So the big question is this. How are entrepreneurs like us, who didn't cheat and take on venture capital, who are spending money from our own pockets, how do we market in a way that lets us get our products and our services and the things that we believe in out to the world and yet still remain profitable? That is the question, and this podcast will give you the answers. My name is Russell Brunson, and welcome to Marketing Secrets.
All right, so I kind of set this up in the intro, but it's crazy. Two people have the exact same product. One, $2 million in sales, which is very amazing. One did $40 million in sales. So what is the difference? Okay, both the products are the same. I'm not going to give you guys too much detail because, come on, you're my funnel hacker. You should be going and trying to find them and search them out. Look at the funnel, look at all the things. So I don't want to give you the answer, but I do want to give you the question that's hopefully going to get the wheels in your head spinning, right? What's the difference sometimes between a product that is $2 million and a product that is $4 million? Both are good, but if you're going to be doing the work anyway, you might as well have the one that does $40 million, right? Did I say four? I meant 40. $40 million. And so it's interesting because from the outside, if you saw both the pages, both the funnels, both things, you're like, oh yeah, it's the same product. They're probably doing similar things. In fact, my friend whose product did $2 million has been doing this game longer than I have. Like he understands the business, understands everything. It's not like he's a rookie mistake. It was just a little different strategy. That's it. The strategy he executed the product on was different. And what's crazy is that the $2 million friend does not know that my $40 million friend is making $40 million for the same product. They probably think that they're on par, they're doing similar, but it's crazy. And all it was a different strategy. And so, I mean, that's why, if you think about it, I spend so much time trying to get you guys thinking differently, right? Not so much like, here's the answer, because then it's like, here's the tactic, go copy it, right? That's not, and I could do that, I could be like, let me show you guys the funnel that did $40 million. And it's cool, and you say, here's the tactics, but then you'd be like, well, I don't know how to make that work for myself. I remember one time, man, this is pre-ClickFunnels, I had a chance to interview my first mentor, his name is Mark Joyner, and in the interview, I was asking some questions, and I asked him, I was like, you know, what advice would you give someone like me? And this is, again, before ClickFunnels. And he said, the biggest thing is right now you are very good at the tactics, right? You're very good at like, okay, here's the thing, I'm gonna do the thing, and you kind of do it, right? He said, but what you're not as good at yet is you're not good at understanding the overarching strategy. And he's like, the difference between you where you are now and where you want to be is you have to become a better more strategic of a thinker. However he said that, I think he used a big word that I can't remember, but conceptually you guys understand it. And at first, for a long time, I didn't understand, like, what does he mean by that? Like, I don't get it. Like, I'm confused, right? But if I look at these two businesses I'm talking about right now, one of them is very tactical. Like, boom, did the thing, great video, great sales copy, upsell, downsell, the whole flow is in place. Other person, same things, but strategy was a little bit different. The way he sold this product was different. And it wasn't a big shift. It wasn't a big change. It was just thinking strategically differently. And so that's what I want to help you guys with today. You know, I talk obviously inside of our community about funnel hacking and looking at things and modeling. But sometimes it's more than that. Sometimes it's more than just like looking at someone's doing it and modeling the process. It's looking at what a lot of people are doing, a lot of people in different industries. One of the mentors I learned from initially a lot is a guy named Jay Abraham. Some of you guys have heard of Jay. And what he was really, really good at was he was really good at not just looking at his industry and saying, oh, well, you know, I'm selling insurance. How are other people selling insurance doing it? He'd say, I'm selling insurance. How are people who are building houses doing this? How are people who are dentists doing this, right? And he would look at different industries. I remember when I was first learning from him, about the same time that Mark Joyner asked me my tactic versus strategy question, I was listening to a lot of Jay Abraham stuff at the time, and I noticed that he'd be like, hey, I had a client that was in this industry over here, and I didn't know how to help him, but I saw a guy in this other industry doing this, and so I brought that over and modeled it, and boom, we blew up the company. And I think for me, a lot of that started happening. In fact, it's one of the reasons why I feel like I'm a good coach nowadays, because so many people in my market, in the how to start online business market. You know, they're really good at starting businesses in the how to make money on the internet market. So that's what they teach. Whereas my passion and my focus for the last decade has been like, how do all businesses use this stuff, right? I respect that every business is different. There's tweaks and there's changes, but I look at so many of them. So because of that, because I have a chance to look at businesses all over the place, a lot of times I'm applying strategy. It's not just like, oh, here's what everyone's doing, here's what's working. It's like, okay, nobody's seeing this, but in this market over here, somebody is doing that thing, right? Like, here's the tweak, here's the change, here's the idea, okay? So my friend who has the $40 million business versus my friend with the $2 million business, it was just a strategy change. It was just like my friend doing $2 million is doing what everybody else is doing. And my friend doing $40 million just saw a different way. He's like, hey, everyone else is pricing this way. Everyone else is structuring their funnel this way. What if I made this little tiny tweak? What if I made this little shift? And it's just a positioning shift. Literally, it's just shifting the positioning and the pricing strategy just a little bit. And from the same amount of effort now, right? One of them, $2 million, one of them, $40 million. And so I want you guys thinking about that, looking, keeping your eyes open. Like, this is the time to start developing your thinking muscles. Like, as you're looking what other people are doing, like, how are people selling things online? How are they selling them offline? What are the TV ads? What are you seeing when you're listening to Spotify? What do the ads say? What do the landing pages look like? And just like keeping your eyes open for a bunch of stuff, even if it's not something that's in your market. Okay, because that's where a lot of times these big strategic ahas are going to come from, right? My friend doing $40 million didn't get that from the market he's selling his product in because nobody's doing it, right? And I don't know exactly where he got it from. I don't know if he just came up off the top of his head, if he saw somebody else doing it, but it was just a tiny little strategic decision that now you look at, you know, 12 months of effort, you know, both of them buying Facebook ads, both of them driving traffic, both of them doing JVs, both of them doing all this stuff. 1 = 2, 1 = 4, 4D, sorry. So anyway, again, my goal is not to give you the answer and give you the tactic, but to open your mind up to more strategic thinking, like looking different, looking bigger, looking at other places, looking around, looking at what other people are doing, not just in your industry. And inside of that is where you're going to start finding some of the big ahas, the big change makers, the big things that shift these things from $2 million to $40 million, right? So it's pretty cool. Anyway, if and when we purchase this company, I'm sure I, at that point, would share you guys some of the stuff and how it works and stuff like that. I just am not at liberty, obviously, to share any of it because I'm under NDAs and everything, but it's just fascinating. It's really, really cool how a little shift like that can change things. So with that said, my job and my goal right now is thinking the same thing. With ClickFunnels, we're at this big transition point. Something crazy is happening at Funnel Hacking Lab. I can't tell you about it yet, right? And, it's insane. You guys are going to die when you see it. And so because of that, like, I have this window to make some strategic changes and differentiate and pricing and a whole bunch of things like that. And so right now I'm spending a lot of time thinking about that because I could just shift it and keep doing what we're doing, which has worked and it's worked at a high level, right? But like, is there something different? Is there something better? Like, what are other people doing? We literally went and had everybody we could find search for different SaaS platforms and companies in every industry you can dream of. We ended up with a Trello board with like, I don't know, 200 or 300 different SaaS products, right? SaaS stands for software as a service, which is what ClickFunnels is. And so we've gone through and like seen all those, and now we're signing up, looking at the prices, right? Looking at like thousands and thousands and thousands of these things. I had a chance to go see Tony Robbins about a month ago, and I was asking him, like, hey, if you were me and you're at this level and you're trying to get this level, what would you do? And he said two things. Number one, he's like, proximity is power, get around people who've already done what you're trying to do. And that was kind of the first thing. And then number two was like modeling, right? So it's like, I've modeled people that have done what I've done, but like, who are the people that are bigger, right? Who, like, so for me, I'm looking at Salesforce, I'm looking at Shopify, I'm looking at who are these companies that are worth billions of dollars, tens of billions of dollars, hundreds of billions of dollars in some cases, you know, Shopify now, it's crazy. Like, what are they doing differently? Like, what am I missing? Like, what are the pieces that I didn't understand that they understand? Like, how, you know, I think about Shopify, like they're a shopping cart platform. They're great. I love them. But they're not worth, you know, in my mind, they're not 144 billion, you know, 144 times or whatever worth more than we are, right? But they are, right? And why? Because strategically, he's doing things I'm not doing. So like, how do I get proximity to him and people who've worked with him or people that understand, like if I want to get to that level, I got to think like the people at that level. And so how do I expand my thought process? How do I get myself thinking differently? And it's getting around people to think that way. You know, I think a lot of you guys, and this is true for me as well, when I got in this business, I thought differently and I started getting around these people who had these big visions. And I was like, oh my gosh. And by being around them, by having proximity around them, my vision started getting bigger. I started thinking bigger, right? I think some of you guys hopefully have felt that when you came into my world, and you know, maybe you were just trying to make a quick extra buck on the internet, and all of a sudden you get in this thing, and all of a sudden you're like, oh my gosh, I can win two comic club, I can change the world, I can start a movement, I can like help people, I can, you know, and hopefully I've expanded your vision. And proximity is around. That's why you guys need to be at Fun Hacking Live. That's why you gotta plug in things we're doing, because, you know, I feel like a lot of people in our community, I'm a few steps ahead because I've been doing this for 2 decades now, right? And so my job is to like keep pressing forward. I was talking yesterday to our 2 Comma Club X students, and I was talking about how I'm planning on reopening my inner circle, but I'm also starting a new mastermind group called Category Kings, which is for people who are between 10 and 100 million. And I said, and as soon as I get to $1 billion, I'm going to be opening another one. It's helping people who are at the 100 million level get to the billion. But I'm not there yet. I haven't made $1 billion yet. I'm more than halfway there. So I'm working hard. But as soon as I get that, as soon as I cross the $1 billion mark, then I can have something where I'm like, hey, for those of you guys who are at $100 million, let me show you the next tier. Let me show you what we did to get to the $1 billion, right? And so like, I'm trying to stay a couple of steps ahead and then taking people and pulling them up to the next level, right? And so for me, I'm looking ahead like, all right, who's already got to the $1 billion? What are they doing differently? Like, what are the changes? What are the tweaks? What are the mindset? How do I strategically think differently? Because for them, it's easy. Like right now, like it's funny because for some of you guys, like the thought of winning a 2 Comma Club award is like this huge thing. Whereas right now, like any idea that I had, if I was to execute on it, if it didn't hit 2 Comma Club within the first 30 days, I would think I failed, right? I'd be like, but it's just because like I know the process, I know the path. It's not like confusing or hard or difficult. It's just like, oh, here's what you do, boom, 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 $1 million, right? And so it's really a simple process at this point. And that's, you know, my job is to try to first off inspire you guys, help you understand that, teach you, train you, give you the tools, the things. But it took me 2 decades to master all the principles so I can do that really easily. But now it's easy. So anyone who wants to get to Comic Club, like in their business, like I can help you because I've gone that path, right? And so for me, I want to get around the thinkers who have hit $1 billion, and that's like simple, right? I was talking to someone who's friends with this dude who has sold like 7 or 8 companies for $1 billion so far, like 7 or 8 times. This dude, it's like winning 2 Comic Club awards. He's like, oh, another 3 Comic Club. Like that dude thinks differently than me. I don't know what he's thinking about, but I want to figure that out. I got to get around him. I got to think differently. I got to be strategic, right? And so anyway, these are some of the things I'm working on, and hopefully it helps you as well. So find the people that are tier above you where you want to go. Get around them, surround yourself with them, use like learn to think like them. I think a lot of times we all have this problem where we think our job is to try to get the people around us to think like us. It's like, no, my friends, that is not the goal. My job is not to get the people around me to think like me. My role is to find people I aspire to be like and to learn how to think like them. That's the difference. It's similar. This is not to get religious, but I think it's funny. Like for me, my beliefs are like there's an all-knowing God, right? So it's like there's a God, right? He's all-knowing, all-powerful. And what people try to do is they try to like bend the will of God. Like, well, God should believe this and we should believe this, and try to like shift our think. Like they want God to shift his thinking to match what we believe. It's like, no, that's not how it works, you guys. The goal is not to try to shift God's thinking to match ours. The goal is to figure out what's God think and then we think like him, right? And I think that sometimes our ego, our pride, whatever, tries to shift us the other way around. And so it's true in that sense, but it's so true also in this business sense. Where it's like, find the people who are already what you want to do, that you aspire to be like, and find out what they think and think like them. Don't try to bend their will to yours. Because if you come to me and you're broke and you're like, I'm going to teach you, Russell, how to get to Comic Club, like, this is the way it should be. I'm like, no, you're dumb. Like, you can get smart. Like, that's the cool thing about it. You can learn these things, but you're wrong right now. Because I've done this a million times and it's not that hard. Let me just show you how it is, right? And so I think it's humbling ourselves, getting the ego out of the way, finding people to level up above us, strategically syncing with them, and then learning like they learn, believe what they believe, think what they think. And that's the goal. So anyway, there you go. I hope that helps you guys. I love this game. I love this business. It's so much fun. So much development, so much growth, so much learning. But only if you're willing to change. So be open to it. It's worth it. It's as smart as you are and I am and we all are. There's always somebody who knows more than us, and it's cool and exciting to be open to that and to go search for it and learn from them and try to get to the next level. So that said, have an amazing weekend, you guys, wherever you are in the world. I appreciate you. I see you. I know you're working hard. You're trying to create your dreams. You're trying to create your dream lifestyle. You're trying to help other people. I see you. I respect you. Grateful for you guys doing that. And if you don't have your tickets yet to Funnel Hacking Live, what are you waiting for? The party is starting. I'm paying, I think we're $2 million, $3 million. I don't know. It's an expensive event to put on. So I'm putting on a huge party for you guys. I'm spending millions of dollars to entertain and educate you. You should just be there. Don't miss it. Go to funnelhackinglive.com and get your tickets now. That said, appreciate you all. And I'll talk to you all again soon. Bye, everybody.
Hey everybody, this is Russell again, and really quick,
I just opened up a texting community, which means you can text me your questions, and right now I'm spending anywhere between 10 and 30 minutes every single day answering questions through text message to people who are on the podcast. And so I wanted you to stop everything you're doing, pull your phone out, and actually text me a message, okay? Now the phone number you need to text is 208-231-3797. Once again, it's 208-231-3797. When you text me, just say hello, and then what's going to happen is it'll add you to my phone, and then it'll send you back a message where you can add me to your phone, and then we can start having conversations. On top of that, through this texting community is where I'm going to be giving out free swag, giving away free copies of my book, let you know about book signings, about times I'm coming to your local area, and a whole bunch more. So I want to make sure you are on this list. On top of that, every single day I'm sending out my favorite quotes, my favorite frameworks, and things you can get for free only through my texting platform. So what you need to do right now is pull out your phone and text me at area code 208-231-3797. One more time, that's 208-231-3797. I can't wait to hear from you right now.